7-11, time to turn to sports. The Royals have won 5 straight. Here's a recap.
The Royals extended their winning streak to 5. They're now 7-4 after a come-from-behind 4-3 10-inning win over the Astros last night. Houston led 3-0 after 4, but the Royals tied it with 3 in the 5th on a sacrifice fly by Michael Garcia, an RBI triple off the bat of Bobby Witt Jr. Vinny Pasquantino brought Bobby home when he reached on an error. The game stayed tied until the 10th inning. Salvador Perez with an RBI single to win it for the Royals 4-3. On tonight at 6, right here on the Royals Baseball Network.
Royals baseball fun again. We'll have it for you tonight. 21st-ranked Oklahoma State jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the first 3 innings and never looked back as they beat the Shuckers in Wichita 9-5. Game played at Riverfront Stadium. Wichita State drops to 19-14. They stranded a season-high 16 runners tonight. It's Wichita State and K-State in Manhattan. The Hutchinson Salt Hawks dropped a pair of games to Mays South yesterday at Hobart Dinner. Mays South won the opener 10-6, took the nightcap 3-2. Salt Hawks dropped to 4-7. They'll travel to Hayesville to take on campus Friday. Game times 4-6. You can catch those on HutchPost.com. Kansas Association of Baseball Coaches rankings out. Some area teams with some rankings in 4A. McPherson is 7, Bueller 10, Class 3A. Haven in their 9-1 start are ranked number 7. The HutchCC women's basketball team capped off its unbeaten national championship season with a big celebration at the Sports Arena last night. Hundreds of attendees were able to hear speeches from freshman Kiki Smith, Haley Jackson, head coach John Auchus, sports information director Steve Carpenter, president Carter File, interim city manager Mary Grace Clements, and the voice of the Blue Dragon, Sean Boston. Several highlight videos were displayed. You can see a video at HutchPost.com as well as some pictures from that event last night. Check it out in our sports section. NJCAA announcing their All-America teams from this past season. Blue Dragons had 2 players on the list. Guard Kiki Smith, who's a freshman, named first team. Sophomore Cam Thomas, named third team All-American on the men's side. That complete list of all the All-America selections also at HutchPost.com. McPherson with a big hiring. They have hired Clint Kinneman as the next Lady Pup basketball coach. Kinneman comes with 32 years of head coaching experience, 15 state tournament appearances, 4 state titles, 3 runner-ups, and 2 third-place finishes. Kinneman also coached greats Jackie Stiles of Claflin and Dean Wade of St. John. He is a graduate of HutchCC and McPherson College. He will teach in the McPherson Alternative Center at McPherson next fall. Ratings are in and the women dominate.
For the first time,
undefeated South Carolina.
The NCAA Women's Basketball Championship had more viewers than the men's did. The women had 18.9 million and peaked at more than 24 million during the final 15 minutes of the game. For the men,
it is a UConn coronation.
They had 14.8 million viewers. The women's game was on ABC and ESPN. The men's was on TBS and TNT. Matt Piper, CBS News.
That's a look at sports. More at HutchPost.com.